Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CESA and Rich Hubbard from the Franklin Land Trust. Many people will see signs that say Franklin Land Trust as they drive around the local roads of our valley, the picaresque places that make this place special. And it's largely what land trusts like the Franklin Land Trust do that keep the land special and available for farming so that our local hero farmers have a place to farm. How does a land trust work, first of all?
We're a private nonprofit. We work with landowners on a voluntary basis. And many times the landowners are calling us asking for our assistance in conserving their land.
Mm-hmm.
And the first step is to go out and meet with them, talk with them about what their needs are, their concerns are. Maybe there's a generational transfer issue that they're concerned about. Maybe they're faced with selling the land and want to make sure it's conserved before they do that. We have those conversations, and depending on their needs and desires for the land, depending on the resources that are involved in that land, we put together a proposal, and we're facilitators. There are a lot of different tools that are available in this state for conserving land, and we're in the business of sort of developing a strategy.
So then does the Franklin Land Trust then own the land, or how does the trust part of it work?
We do own some land, not a lot of land. In most cases, however, what happens is we end up owning what's called a conservation restriction or an agricultural preservation restriction, which means that the land remains in private ownership. We take on the responsibility in perpetuity of making sure nothing bad happens to the land, that it's managed according to the terms of one of those restrictions, of that restriction. The third thing we do quite a bit of is we partner with our state land conservation agencies. We do a lot of work where we go in and we pre-acquire an interest in land, either the land itself or a restriction, because the state can't move fast enough, they mm-hmm. don't have enough funding right away. And we'll go in and pre-acquire that interest and hold it until the state's ready to take it from us, and then we'll hand it over to the state.
So how much land right now is protected either with conservation restrictions or agricultural?
In our work, we've conserved, we're coming up on 27,000 acres.
Is that like the size of Mississippi or something like that?
It's the size, it's a pretty good size area. I think if anybody knows the Quabbin Reservoir, I think it's comparable to all that land that's conserved in the Quabbin Reservoir. But there are some parts of this valley where 90% of the farmland in a town has been conserved through the agricultural preservation.
Which towns are those?
Well, you look at Amherst, you look at Montague, you look at Sunderland.
So is it that 90% of the available land for sale is preserved, or actual just land?
Actual land. There's
in Amherst, 90% is in some sort of restriction.
Of farmland. Uh-huh. Of farmland. The problem with our work is you can conserve 90% of the land, and that if that other 10% is lost, you could impact the investment that you've made.
Like, let's say 90%. A giant dormitory was going to go up in the middle of a historic village somewhere.
Where might that be?
I'm not sure.
Well, Massachusetts is the first state in the country to have what's called a Purchase of Development Rights, PDR, program. And it started back in 1977. The Commissioner of Agriculture at the time, Fred Winthrop, he suddenly realized that the state was facing a crisis. We were beginning to see some of our prime farmland being lost. I think the first sign of warning was a property in Deerfield below Mount Sugarloaf that now has a subdivision on it. And that woke up people in the Deerfield area to this concern. And Fred looked around at solutions. And while we're the first state to have a purchase of development rights program, Suffolk County, New York was the first place in the country to use this tool, where they go out and purchase, in effect, the development rights. Pay the farmer the difference between the fair market value, what a developer would pay for the land for development purposes, its agricultural value, what a farmer would pay for it once it's conserved, and pay that difference for permanent conservation restriction on the land.
The reason at CESA, you know, as part of our 2013 Local Hero Awards, we gave it to the land trusts who were participating in the Forever Farmland program that they have here in the valley, is because it seems so obvious, but you're not going to be able to buy locally grown food and farm products unless there is farmland.
Right.
And we keep talking about that we need to grow this local food economy. And to do that, that means you need new farmers coming in, and you need family farms to continue growing. But without that restriction, it wouldn't even be possible to begin.
It's a really powerful tool for a lot of farmers in terms of being able to expand the size of their farms, young farmers to get into the business who otherwise couldn't afford to do so, generational transfer of farms where maybe one of the kids wants to farm and the other two really aren't that interested. Well, how do they divvy up the equity in that property? The APR program helps to do that by releasing that equity. That's funded through the state. The impact programs like the APR program and land trusts have had out here. There are some areas right now that would not be in agriculture, period. The agriculture would have collapsed by now if it weren't for the work that we're doing. The work that CESA has done in raising people's awareness about buying local products has helped to raise people's awareness and appreciation for the work that we do.
And you can see some land that was preserved by the Franklin Land Trust that is now being farmed by a local hero farmer. Tomorrow, what's the farm and what's going on?
So Site Hill Farm in Holly, which is, you know, in the Hilltowns, just beautiful land, and the weather's supposed to be wonderful. And you'll get a chance to see, really, in essence, a new dairy farm, which is unheard of here in New England. And for those of you who haven't had Site Hill yogurt or Go-Berry frozen yogurt.
Oh, my God. They're the epicenter of Go-Berry?
Yes.
That's a perfect example of how, if we can conserve this land, there will be people to farm it. And it may not continue to be farmed for potatoes. Suddenly we have a dairy operation going on there. But what our work does is allow, it preserves the land to preserve options.
Rich Hubbard from the Franklin Land Trust and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks. You can reach out to them and go with them tomorrow to check out Side Hill by localfood.org.